Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week I'm going to talk about refrigerators. According to the Department of Energy in 1805, an American inventor, Oliver Evans, designed a blueprint for the first refrigeration machine. But it wasn't until 1834 that the first refrigerator prototype was built by one Jacob Perkins, based on Evans' design. So just how is it that a machine we humans have now built for some 200 years is basically just a piece of junk? It's truly quite remarkable. You really have to work at something to screw it up after 200 years. Refrigerators are not super complicated machines, but I bet if you were to survey Americans today, you'd find out refrigerators are their least favorite appliance. Just over a year ago, we bought a Frigidaire refrigerator. Now, I wasn't hesitant about buying a Frigidaire. The reviews of this fridge were as good as any other, so it wasn't like I was dared to buy a Frigidaire. From the get-go, this fridge was what I would call a struggle muffin. A lemon, perhaps? How about a piece of, insert your favorite expletive. What's wrong with your fridge, Marty? Well, let me tell you. How about the fact that it wouldn't keep our food cold? And then it just decided to freeze our food and defrost our food on its own intermittent schedule. Over the course of a year, we had replaced every part in this machine. I listened in on a repair call where a dedicated repair person called Frigidaire for guidance, and this is what I heard. Well, did you tell the customer that certain foods can't be stored in certain areas of the fridge? He went on to explain what foods should go on the top shelf versus the bottom shelf. First of all, Mr. Frigidaire, it doesn't matter where we put food in our fridge, the food freezes. How cold's your fridge, Marty? Well, how about a sheet of ice along the back wall of the refrigerator? So kind of cold. But seriously, this clown was giving us a periodic table of the elements and where to strategically place food in the fridge. Really? I never heard any of this in the good old days. You know, like 5 years ago? Well, after becoming an expert in refrigerators, according to Google, and talking to several repair people, I acquired the following information. Modern refrigerators are not built to last. Combine the advanced electronics with a compressor that is purposely too small in order to keep down energy costs, and you have a recipe of a device working way too hard with way too many parts and thus built to break. Now, I know more than a few of our friends are experiencing similar problems with their refrigerators, so it's not just Frigidaire. We have built refrigerators now for 200 years, and they're basically boxes to store your rotting food. So I suggest we all do the following. Take our ruined food, put it in cardboard boxes, and mail it to the appropriate refrigerator manufacturer, and just say the following. I thought you would like my food. This cardboard box stores it about as well as your refrigerator. Thanks for nothing. I mean, after all, it's not like food costs a fortune nowadays. Oh yeah, it does. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.